the Lords. This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The sunny side, my name's Joyce, is the Lords of Logic. Intellect versus intelligence. What's the difference? I wanted to discuss this, earlier on in the year, and somehow I didn't. And I woke up this morning and I thought, I trust the Lords on the Lords of Logic to emerge with probably the most interesting and equally the most complex of responses. And while I was doing my thinking about this topic earlier on in the year, I realized that quite a number of people think it's the same thing. Well, I don't know whether the Lords on the Lords of Logic think it's the same thing. So one, some might think it's the same thing. Others might think, well, there's a distinction. So if we are capable of distinguishing one from the other, maybe we are capable of pinning it to the aspect of human reality where they fit. It's only the job for the Lords on the Lords of Logic. So let's begin then. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome. My name's Joyce. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemawa, on Instagram. It's one word. Yeah. And if you have thought about it, which is why I gave you the topic earlier on, let's get to it. The Lords, intellect and intelligence, what's the difference? And I think one is more dominant in human culture and social realities. If you think it's the same, then I think you can help me understand how you arrive at the understanding. If you think it's different, then you have the responsibility of determining the difference. And then you have to try to pin it to human reality and where it fits. Do you think humans are more intellectual than they are intelligent? Do you think that they're... this is interesting. Well, or do you think that they're more intelligent? Are they the same thing? Let's find out. The Lords of Logic, let's talk on Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce, your Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Oh, hold on.
The volume is bad. Like, just
okay.
Bad.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Something is too loud. Is it your speaker?
Okay, I'm here now.
Ouch. No, I'm sorry. You have to hang up and please call me back. I apologize. Hello, Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. Welcome. The volume of your radio set.
Hello?
Hey, hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Onyeka.
Welcome, Onyeka. It's good to have you here.
Yes. What do you call it again?
Intellect versus intelligence. What's the difference? If there's a difference.
Okay. I think intelligence is when you use wisdom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To take wisdom to repair something.
Okay, I get it.
I think that was what that is intelligent, but intellect is another word for it is style.
Style.
Mm-hmm. So I use style to collect something from you.
That's deceitful. That's coy. Now that's tricky.
Yes. Now yes, that is tricky.
Yeah.
Yes, that is what it means.
Okay. Are you sure? Okay,
yes,
let me ask you. Are you a person of intelligence or intellect? Which would you say you are?
I am both.
Okay.
Because, yes, I am both, because I can be both.
So you can use style to collect something from someone. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
That's bad.
I can use style. I can use wisdom.
Why is your example collecting something from someone? Aren't you ashamed that you're even saying that you stylishly trick people out of what belongs to them?
It happens everywhere.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's right. I mean, just the fact that...
No, it doesn't. No, I am not saying it's right. for is what is happening in Nigeria, everywhere, not only Nigeria.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's... Guy, that's another conversation we're entering. Like, just because it's happening doesn't make it right, does it?
No. I'm not saying it's right. It's not right.
Okay, maybe it's... Okay, you know what? Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was quite a start. So apparently, in his view, intellect is how you can trick someone of what they have. Okay. Hello. The Lords of Logic.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, this is Lord Igwe Victor.
Uh-huh, Lord Igwe Victor. It's good to have you.
intellect and intelligence.
What's the difference, if there is a difference?
Yeah, there is... Sorry about that.
It's okay.
There is great deal of difference.
Oh, is there?
Intellect has to do with, like, folocom. It's sort of instinct. Something that has been embedded, embellished, and has been integrated into somebody.
Okay.
That is an integrated part of a human being.
Okay.
That aspect of exhibition that when you exhibit it, like characteristics, somebody will say, this guy is very, very intelligent. You can use the word intelligent when you want to display your instinctive impulse that God gave to you. That is when you display intellect. I mean, it is like when you buy LCD television, it has this inbuilt capacity to navigate from phone. You can use your phone to watch something on your television.
Yeah.
Now, when you talk of intelligence, you are talking about acquired knowledge, which is added to the instinct that someone who has intellect has. So when you talk of the variation between the two is that intellect comes with the ability of what someone has been made of, while intelligence is accumulation of information, event, synonyms, news, tidings, words. All those things you acquire through formal education could be narrowed to intelligence.
Okay.
When people manifest based on the information they have. Like most times when we listen on the radio in the morning, you will see some people calling and analyzing football events. I'm not good at that. That doesn't make me an unintelligent person. But for the fact that these people have age to do some other things in the day and still watch football and analyze it like a Friday and the other lady that called in the morning. You know, the amount of information you are able to acquire within a specified period of time gives you the age of being intelligent. But having the intellect, that is the wisdom that comes from above. It is inbuilt.
Thank you. Looks like we're going to labor on this one a little bit. Hello. Welcome.
Hi, Joy.
Oh, fantastic. I meet you rarely.
Lord Sharon.
Welcome, Sharon. It's good to meet you here. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think they are different because there's a reason why there is something called artificial intelligence. It means that it's something that humans have to inculcate into an unintelligent system to make it intelligent. And an instance is actually the Google we all go to. So people put in something into it and makes it intelligent. However, for humans, we are intelligent. We are intelligent. We can also learn to be intelligent in the sense that you see somebody that is dull, maybe not doing well. The dead person wakes up to start reading. They start doing well. But intellect, it's like a folocom for humans. That's why we are super, science call us higher animals. It's the intellect in us that make them call us higher. We have the ability to adapt to whatever circumstances or wherever we find ourselves.
So you are the second person who's following this topic in the sequence of the last caller. The person before you pretty much tabled his arguments this way. So you're the second person. Thank you very much. Okay.
So So as much as we are humans, we that's why we have riverine areas, right? And there are humans living there, right? So they can adapt with their environment, still behave, still think, still do things. But the computer, you can't put a computer in water unless you have to put an extra to make it a waterproof. So it cannot adapt. However, even our robots, when there are no batteries, they can't function. That's the reason why they are artificial. You need to charge them to an extent.
Yeah. Okay.
They function.
Thank you very much. Hello, Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic.
Hello, Jim.
Good to have you. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Godman. Yes.
Go ahead.
I don't have much to say about this, but let me just keep a very. Now, if you have a house and you have the foundation, you have the foundation of the house. If the house is intelligent, then the foundation should be the intellect. So the intellect is the foundation of every intelligent person. That's the only way I can change it.
Third person. Okay.
Yeah. So that's just it. Let's summarize it that way.
Oh, wait. So what about intelligence?
That's what I'm saying.
You said intellect is the foundation, then intelligence is the building.
Yeah, intelligent. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, so you're the third person who's arranging this argument the same way the last two people have. Okay, thank you. I think I can squeeze in one more conversation before a break. Hello. Difference between intelligence good afternoon and intellect. Good to have you here. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Daniel.
Welcome,
Dan. In France, inside my Aja.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I think your intellect is the room where your intelligence operates.
Intellect. So you're saying intelligence is subsumed in intellect.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Intellect.
Fourth person.
Every human being has that faculty called intellect.
So okay.
You're supposed to feed your intellect with a lot of knowledge for you to become intelligent.
Okay. All right. I'm off on a break. I kind of get the gist of your matter, so I'll come back in a moment. Lagos, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're on the Lords of Logic.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back. The Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a message in my Instagram Live. He says, intelligence is an innate ability to understand and maximize your environment, while being intellectual is one's ability to interrogate a question of study or an idea and to communicate. Do you mean school? Or is that how you sign up? Is that a signature? But yeah, thank you. I kind of get the gist of your matter. So the last four callers came from one angle, and D. Johnson on Instagram is coming from another angle. So remember, well, if you have just tuned in, that is... if you have just tuned in or you have been listening, I'd love to reintroduce again the conversation, which is the difference between intellect and intelligence. It is sometimes used interchangeably. I have a message here. You say, I will say intellect is like wisdom, while intelligence is like knowledge. You were thought or you read it before you knew it. I'm not sure where your last sentence would apply. Is that for intelligence or intellect? Hello, Joyce. Intelligence, an adjective. You just went to your dictionary. You didn't even bother thinking about it. The act of gathering knowledge or possessing the ability to use important information to solve problems, while intellect... No, you say intelligence is your ability to gather knowledge and information to solve problem, while intellect is some vast... With intelligence, what do you mean? Intellect is an individual who is very witty and knowledgeable. Okay, thank you very much for your message. An intellectual mind applies intelligence to issues and situations. An intellectual mind applies intelligence to issues and situations. So Patrick, I think, Patrick, so you didn't help me understand you with the way you put out that message. I think I need to understand what you mean. If you understand what I mean. The Lords of Logic, welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. Hey, it's good to have you here.
Hello.
At the volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you.
Yes.
What's your name?
I don't have much to say, just to define it straight. Intellect is the knowledge acquired. while intelligence is the application of the knowledge acquired. It's systematic and smart way of applying the knowledge you have acquired. Intellect, knowledge acquired, while intelligence is application.
Which one are you, dominantly?
I am both.
Mm. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
I need to ask your wife. Well, thank you very much for introducing yourself to me. Find your wife and ask her. Thank you very much for calling. All right, so I don't have a problem with you using a dictionary definition, but it has to be applicable. You have to write me a message as though you understand the practicality of it. This is very lengthy, though. This is a Dakpo from Anthony. Intellect refers to a person's natural ability to think, reason, and understand complex ideas. It encompasses a person's cognitive ability, such as memory, comprehension, and analysis. It can be seen as a measure of a person's raw intellectual potential. Intelligence, on the other hand, is the ability to apply one's intellect to solving problems, make decisions, and adapt to new situations. It involves not only cognitive ability, but also practical skills, creativity, and emotional intelligence. Intelligence can be seen as a measure of a person's ability to use their intellect effectively in real-world situations. In summary, intellect is a person's inherent capacity for intellectual activities, while intelligence is the ability to apply that capacity to practical situations. Dakpo from Anthony. Thank you. That was well put. Telephone lines, intellect versus intelligence. Well, I would hope that you would judge yourself as I have. Well, maybe you're one or the other. Some would say that they are both. It's like I would ask, have you measured? Because I think one is more dominant. No, I don't think. I know one is more dominant. And that's really my second sub-question. Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic, what's the difference if there exists one between intellect and intelligence? Welcome to the show. My name is Joyce. What's yours?
Okay, hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, ladies. Good to have ladies on the Lords of Logic.
Yeah, my name is Joyce.
Joy, hey, good to have you. Welcome.
Yeah, in my understanding, like, intelligence is, like, a person able to learn and understand things easily.
Intelligence?
Yes.
Okay.
While intellect is a person possessing a great capacity for thought and knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. No. I mean, good, not good enough. Hello, welcome. Hi, how are you? The volume of your radio set. Hello.
Hello.
Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic.
All right, my name is Sean. Please join.
Nice to meet you, Sean.
So glad getting through to you.
I'm glad
today.
You got through today.
All right, good. I look at it as this: intellect is more like the ecosystem, and then intelligence being like a subset of that ecosystem. Now, in plain words, let's take an example of financial intelligence. You're having a level of knowledge based on that aspect of finance. Mm-hmm. But as regards the subject of intellect now, it's much broader. Like someone said, you're building your capacity on top of layer by layer. You have a broad sense of it's kind of, I'm trying to place it in simple terms, but I can't find the words.
Well, you can take your time. That's a good place to start. If you take a moment with it, I'm sure you can put it into word, because if it's already in your head, then it's guaranteed just with time you can verbalize it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, give me some time.
Sure.
I'll call back.
You're my guy. I have a question here on Instagram. He says, one can be intelligent but not intellectual. Intellect has to do with scholar stance on issue. It is more measured in one's learned ability to eruditely state one's claim. Hold on. You say one can be intelligent but not intellectual. So, first of all, so far the conversation is already showing what I had initially assumed, which is that people use them interchangeably. And so their attempt to separate it tends to cross. D says one can be intelligent but not intellectual. I would argue for the reverse. A person can be intellectual, but not intelligent. Yep, my friends, it's the Lords of Logic. What were you thinking? Welcome. It's good to have you here. How are you doing? The volume. Thank you. Afternoon. Thank you for calling.
I'm just coming for radio now. Please, I thought you said, is that if something we'll discuss today?
Well, I thought he could be here today. He wanted to be here today, but he's in Abuja. He's out of town. Yeah, but
I don't know if I will get that day.
Oh, next Thursday? Well, if you miss the show, you'll have it on the podcast on our website, nigeriainfo.fm, or YouTube or Facebook.
Something for the professor to look into it, whatever is around.
Then please don't miss it. Please don't miss it. Don't miss it then. Don't miss it.
I will be around, but it's difficult for me to get because network is problem.
Okay, will you ask me the question so I would remember to ask him? What's the question?
No question I want to ask. I want to contribute for the world.
Don't miss it.
Okay,
all right,
okay.
Good.
This is Mazude. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yes, Lagos is asking about Ifa divination and mathematics, a conversation rescheduled for next week, Thursday, on the Lords of Logic. Our guest would be Tunde Adegbola. He was here last week, wanted to be here today, couldn't because of other engagements. And so hopefully next Thursday he'll be here. He's going to help us understand the link. Yeah, the nerve link between Ifa divination and mathematics. Who knew? The Lords of Logic, welcome to the show. Hey, hi.
Hello, Joyce.
Yes. Ooh, that, you call me like you know me. Hi. The volume of your radio set. Yeah?
Hello?
I can hear you. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
Oh, this is a calling from Odobolu.
Good to have you. Go ahead.
Yes. You are talking of intelligence and the intellectual, eh?
Yeah, what's the difference if this one?
Yeah, the difference is intelligent is when you look at something, you look at the existence of that thing. And intellectual is when you can sit down and find a way of creating that thing and make it the way you have seen it before. Hmm. On the first scene. So I think that is how we can define it. Everybody is intelligent.
Okay.
But not everybody has that intellectual.
Ah.
Mm.
So,
because you know when you are hungry, you have to go and find food to eat.
Yeah.
And you know when you have to travel from Lagos to East, you want to go and see somebody. That's to say you are intelligent being. You can know when you need something and when you are about to get it. But intellectual is to sit down and recreate. To look like what you want or what you want it to be.
Okay, all right.
I think that is what I understand by that. Thank you.
Thank you. I can't lie to you that you're doing a most of you are doing a fantastic... You've crossed it so good, I can admit to a slight confusion here. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. But it's good because we're trying to take it apart and maybe piece it right back together. I have Elsewhere Phoenix on Instagram. You say intellect is a subset of intelligence. To attain intelligence, it must be built on intellect. You're onto something there. You're onto something. Hello, Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Intellect versus intelligence, the difference if there exists one.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, it's good to have you.
This is Leke from Zaga.
Welcome, Leke.
Okay, so the subject matter, I think intellectual is natural ability that God has embedded in every human. Because, for example, when God first created a first man, the first thing he tested is that intellectual ability by giving him an assignment to solve his problem. But the intelligence now, I can make it like the usage of your intellectual. How brilliant you make use of your intellectual is based on maybe information in the app or not. Intelligence may be subject to knowledge or something, but intellectual is natural ability that God has already embedded in every man. So intelligence now means how brilliant to make use of the internet. Intellectual, if I have intellectual,
I'm not intelligent.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Wait. You say you can have intellect, but not have intelligence.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. You're doing a fantastic job of crossing this thing. But it's good. Hello. The argument is, which is different? In fact, if you can separate it, then one is superior. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to the Lords of Logic.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Are you at the office? It's noisy.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
It's a little bit noisy.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. It's Wisdom calling from Barua.
Okay.
All right. Looking at this topic, I was just like, okay, you know what? Let me just do a quick research. And
okay.
I saw something about intelligence and intellect, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, the definition I have here of intelligence is the ability to acquire and apply knowledge and skills. All right? And that is the definition I got for intelligence. Now, coming to intellect, I saw a very simple explanation. Intellect is a clever person. All right? So now, it got me thinking. Just like the last caller said, you can be intelligent, but still not have that intellect. All
no,
right?
No, the last caller said you can be an intellectual, you can have intellect, but not have intelligence. That's what I thought he said.
No, I think it was the other way around.
Okay.
All right. So, and if you look at it, it's true. So let's say, for instance, let's go back to, let me use a real-life scenario. For instance, in a classroom where you have that intelligent student where he knows, you know, almost all the subjects and everything. But you notice that in that same class, there might be a particular student that when it comes to the intelligence part in terms of, you know, just like that definition says, acquiring knowledge, you know, he might not have those, what's the right word to use? He might not have the knowledge about all the things he has seen in class, but when it comes to being very clever in terms of using his brain to think on his own. You understand? Being very clever and smart.
Yeah.
I think that is where the intellect comes in. So some people are very intelligent in terms of acquiring, you know, knowledge and skills. But when it comes to the real deal, thinking outside the box, I don't think they have that. That is what intellect is. I think that is the difference between the two.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate. I have a message here from Faith Akinade, please tell me I'm right. I, Faith Akinade. You say intellect and intelligence are so contradictory in definition because they are considered from a perspective in which the mind is responsible for both. I could buy you beer for this one. Fantastic. But you see, you've only done half the work. I love the fact that you think it's contradictory, but you still have to labor in separating them because one is one and then the other. And if you succeed in separating it, then you must at least attempt to define or place one above the other. Except you would say that they're equal. But I love the fact that you say it's so contradictory in definition because they're considered from a perspective in which the mind is responsible for both. But if you look deeper, you would realize that one of them transcends mind. So that mind becomes only a channel. The way the human brain is a conductor. I think engineering students will help me out. That's what it is, right? Something that conducts electricity. Yeah, so the brain is a conductor of a sort. Imagination is captured in the brain. Because the brain is a conductor. I don't think it originates in the brain. Yeah, so it means that beyond brain, that there is a realm where through feeding, the brain is a conduit. Well, that's me and my physics. If you have a superior argument, you know I'm down for that. Okay, so intelligence versus intellect. Let's get to it. Nigeria Info, it's the Lords of Logic. Welcome. The volume of your radio set.
I've moved away from there.
Fantastic. It's good to have you. What's your name? You sound so young.
Yeah, my name is Uche.
Welcome, Uche. How old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh, fantastic. Look, the Lords of... Hey, this is so good. Go ahead, fine girl.
Okay.
This is so good.
In my own understanding, I think intellect is acquired intelligence.
So when, let's say you're good in physics, good in chemistry, you can pass chemistry A1, you can pass physics A1. But when it comes to making a decision whether you should date this guy or you should go out in the rain when you have to do something, you have to beat something, and it's raining outside, but you don't know whether you should go or not, or you should stay to prevent some certain things, or you proceed to go, that is when intelligence comes in, because that is your God-given sense. That is when, that is what you came out with when you were a child. And intellect is when you go to the classroom. You get your chemistry, you get your physics, you get your math, you get your English. A1 parallel. That's what I understand by intellect.
Who's your father? Intellect. Who's your father?
That's my baby! That's my baby!
What's your name? What's your, tell me your name.
I am St. Michael Ogundaya. I never have been able to get to you. So I try to get through to the studio by the female line, and I threw my daughters anyway, because I've tried so much. I wanted to speak, so I just told her what to say and added to what she knows, and then she had to get it.
Your labor shall not be in vain.
Amen.
That school fees money is not wasting.
It's not wasted. I school at home, they school at school.
Oh,
we
well
school
done.
Everywhere. Everywhere there is to school.
Oh, bless
so
your
we
heart.
School spiritual, we school social, we school economics, we school finances, we school academics. You know, wherever it takes us, we school there.
God help you. By the time she's 30, you have gold in your hands, man. I'm happy for you.
I have
you.
Four of them, and they are pearls in my hands.
You have four daughters?
Four of them, yes.
God has done your own, huh? Good luck, my brother.
Please, one thing I have to tell you is, if there's a way, I originally wanted to write you to say, please, if I can be allowed to, you know, get connected to the studio, I would like to speak.
On what?
But unfortunately, I was in the shower, so I couldn't do that. And the time is almost up, so I felt my daughter should just go ahead and do that.
Well, it's fine. She did a good job. Thank you.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Next time, please, I would like to get you to the studio. Have a great day, Josh.
Thank you. He says, next time, I'd like to get through to the studio. I'm not stopping you. It's just the phone lines are heavy, you know? So you try, and I wish you luck. You know? Please try. Hello, the Lords of Logic. Can you hear me? Lagos, did you notice how I asked out, where's your father? And the man just, you know, yelled from the background. It's like if you, I think I love to see the pride in the eyes of fathers when their children are what they at least hope that they could be. It's beautiful to see. Where's your father? Who's your daddy? Welcome to the show of the Lords of Logic. The volume of your radio set.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joy.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah, I called earlier, Daniel from Adra.
Yeah.
Okay, from my own understanding, the intellect is a faculty that we all came with. As in, it's part of the soul.
Okay.
Now, intelligence is what happens when you acquire enough knowledge and you're able to combine those knowledge, you know, and use it. Then you become intelligent.
Okay.
But, yeah, somebody can be intellect, but not be intelligent. Do you understand? So, but for you to be intelligent, you must have the intellect, you know, to be able to acquire, because your intellect gives you the ability to acquire knowledge, you know, to be able to think, you know, manipulate knowledge. But not everyone use their intellect to that point where they become intelligent.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. So the intellect is a faculty. Almost everybody has it and, you know, can be intellectual. But being intelligent is higher than being intellectual. So when you
being intelligent is higher than being intellectual.
Yes.
If that is your summary, how is the body of your argument what it was? Because the body of your argument rates intellect higher than intelligence.
Yeah, intellect is something almost everybody can use. But not everybody is intelligent.
Yeah, but you have just rated intelligence above intellect.
Yeah, because there are few people that are intelligent, and those are people that have used their intellect to the point where they become intelligent.
Okay. Thank you.
Jonas, yes. So, being intelligent, you know, makes you astounding. You know, while being intellectual is something almost everybody has.
All right. Thank you very much for your submission. I do appreciate it. I have a message here. Someone says, Joyce likes all these kinds of argument. I mean, this over gossiping about the neighbors, right? Hey, welcome to the Lords of Logic. Someone says, hello, Logician Joyce. You know I don't like all these titles. What's Logician Joyce now? I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemuwa, on Instagram. It's one word. And here is this message. It's full-bodied, though. He says, I've got a brother who has a keen ability for problem-solving based off of his acquired and lived experiences. He's clearly intelligent. I, on the other hand, am given to a high-level reasoning and objectively looking at things beyond the reasoning of the ordinary mind. Okay. He further adds, I am often seen as the clever, I think you mean clever one, and possessing of great mental power. I am the one with intellect. It is innate, and it can be honed, developed as a rare skill. Joyce, beyond intelligence, are of high intellect. This is sometimes why you may be misinterpreted. People can be lost in your arguments, and you may sometimes feel all alone in your reasoning. No, I'm never alone, believe that. You add, but one thing is clever as to both yours and my case is that we are both intelligent enough to know this fact and understand how to deal with our environment. Good. Now, except that you didn't ask me, you were telling me. If you were to ask me, I would say that I would rate my intelligence above my intellect. But you have rated my intellect above my intelligence. That's where our work is on the Lords of Logic. Yeah, I like the argument. Well, I like it because informative, and the problem with the difference between intellect and intelligence is that it nearly appears the same. And so even if you had to work on something, which are you even working on? When I ask you which one applies to you, you say both. I'm very sure you're not sure. It's Nigeria Info. Off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Lords of Logic, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. So, Akinade says, intelligence is primarily measured through standardized tests, while intellect is assessed through critical thinking and problem-solving skills. Someone asked a very interesting question I want to share with you. He says, where does common sense come in between intellect and intelligence? I would have even loved to put that question on air, but for the absence of time, I'll give an answer, and then at a later time, anybody can oppose it if you have a superior argument. So the question of common sense, he says, come between intellect and intelligence. I would say you have to be intelligent to have common sense. But so far today on the show, the arguments have been crossed. So most of you have, well, I would say that I support half your argument. But only half your argument is correct, and the summary of it appears to be, yeah. So here is Chris, for example. He says, intellect is largely inherent, inbuilt. Intelligence is a production of the inbuilt, inacquired. No, this one is even just, Chris, we can debate your aspect because I disagree. You finally say, while intellect is of the inside, intelligence is a cumulative display of a show of measure of intellect. Now, this can be true, except we're trying to place intelligence somewhere. So, Chris, from your argument, you would say that intellect is superior to intelligence. If I'm wrong, help me. Good afternoon. Intellects are particles of wisdom deposited in every man and woman. But intelligence is how you put to use all the intellects inside of you to live a good life or create a better living for yourself and others. Then people will say you are very intelligent. Vincent from Ojota, once again, halve the argument. That's because you have played half the argument.